Charity explains why we need annual Wellbeing Week. The last week in June is World Wellbeing Week, an opportunity to raise awareness of the different elements of well-being. Charity Fight for Sight is working to save sight and change lives and is committed to considering the well-being of everyone affected by sight loss. It views the week as an opportunity to raise awareness of the different elements of well-being, including career well-being, community well-being, environmental well-being, emotional well-being, financial well-being, physical well-being. This holistic approach to well-being chimes perfectly with Fight for Sight's mission to save sight and change lives. It says, "We aim to stop sight loss and change lives by investing in research that can cure eye disease and incubating innovative social programs that drive equity for blind and visually impaired people. Sight loss is underfunded compared to other disease areas. People who are visually impaired or blind are more likely to be unemployed. Disabled people experienced more loneliness and isolation during the pandemic and in general, and were more worried about the pandemic's impact on their well-being. During the pandemic, rates of domestic violence escalated. Blind and visually impaired people face additional challenges in getting the help and support that they need. As a grant-making organisation, it invests in research and incubates social programmes so that it can save sight and change lives. Investments cover all stages of a person's life and all aspects of well-being. They include research that targets inherited diseases, which impact children and young people. Plus, it's investing across a range of eye disease areas. And it invests in early career researchers, growing a community of experts dedicated to stopping sight loss, and works in partnership with other charities, organisations and funders to deliver results. Currently, some 75% of blind and visually impaired people are unemployed. The charity says, "We are determined to change this. We've already worked with Croydon Vision in the area of employment. As an organisation, we believe we need to be the changes we want to see. We are proud that 50% of our executive leadership team is blind. Employment is critical to well-being and to securing financial independence. The shift to hybrid working has empowered some disabled people, but there is also evidence that the reasonable adjustments mandated by law got left behind in the office for some. Meanwhile, as an ageing population, the burden of eye disease on the healthcare system is increasing. Eye conditions cost the UK economy a staggering £25.2 billion a year. That's more than the combined annual expenditure of the Home Office and the Ministry of Justice. And, Fight for Sight estimates, this cost will rise to £29.9 billion a year by 2030 and £33.5 billion a year by 2025. By 2050. It adds, "We can save money by reducing the prevalence of age-related eye disease in the UK. Reducing age-related macular degeneration by 1% yearly could save £1.2 billion. Likewise, reducing glaucoma by 1% could avoid £325 million costs to the UK economy. Plus, as the workforce ages, we must ensure employers implement reasonable adjustments as individuals' needs change. The coming together of Fight for Sight and Vision Foundation means that we offer a unique proposition as a grant maker with a mission to solve two urgent questions. As a growing mission-driven community of blind, visually impaired and sighted people, we are on the move. We are determined to achieve equity in society for people with sight loss. We continue to gather evidence and welcome MPC's report as a rallying cry for the need to invest in the need to fund all areas relating to visual impairment.